Hey, let me say a couple of words about Maria Sanchez, Sanchez, Maria. Let me find her notes. Don't get mad at me. Please correct the date with Phoenix 110. Okay, so Maria Sanchez is a 80-year-old woman currently on, oh, date of birth, sorry, 12/26/43. Maria Sanchez is an 80-year-old woman with history of degenerative neurocognitive disorder associated with Alzheimer's dementia. She also suffers from peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, muscle wasting, severe protein and calorie malnutrition, no longer oriented to person, place, or time. KPF score is 7. F as in Frank. F, really? I'm sorry, FAST score is 7F. Okay, I'll look into it in a minute. KPS score is now 30%. From 40% has developed a stage 4 decubitus ulcer involving the bone of the right sacral region, very thin upper and lower extremities with the eschar, ISCHAR present over the right hip. Patient O2 sats 92%, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, blood pressure 80/60. Period. Total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, of course. Patient condition has changed in the past 2 to 3 weeks as far as fermentation is concerned, and the drop in the FASD score, as was noted. Her MAC is now 18 cm left side. Patient's demise is unavoidable, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Cannot rule out osteomyelitis of the right hip. Patient requires pain medication with tramadol around the clock. She also has a history of mixed hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and peripheral vascular disease. Okay, go back to the top and put patient is currently on hospice with atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary arteries associated with Alzheimer's dementia and degeneration of the senile degeneration of the brain. Change it to that. So that should be the hospice diagnosis. Sorry about that. And then FASD, yeah, KPS score has now dropped to 30%. That's good. Make sure we put that in there. And the FASD score is now reported as, 7F as in Frank. That's perfect. Patient suffers from severe cachexia related to both to her cardiac cachexia, atherosclerotic heart disease, decreased weight, and her dementia. Given natural progression of her disease, she has less than 6 months to live. I'd put that in there, and let's put that in there for now. Thank you.